It's happening, you guys. It's happening. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I wish you all were here.
This is Audio Whiplash on the Tall Can Audio Network. Follow along on Twitter at Tall Can Audio or at Facebook.com/TallCanAudio.
Audio Whiplash 179.
179.
Yeah.
Nine.
That's right. Only on the Tall Can Audio Network. What's going on, man?
Same old, same old. Although you know what?
No.
I got issues.
I know.
I got a lot of issues with you people.
Yep.
Oh, you can't say
Festivus.
That. Festivus. Yep. For the rest of us. It's close, man. We're about, I don't know, X number of days away.
Yeah. Within 2 weeks.
I would suggest, and I may be, you know, being gracious here.
Oh, boy.
Well, it's to myself. So that's.
Well, no shortage there.
I would like to suggest that I am perhaps fashion neutral. Would you say that's probably?
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, I'm not crazy lagging behind the times, but I'm certainly not cutting edge.
Right.
So I'm willing to believe that I am.
You dress like a man of your age and your career is likely going to dress. It's about right. There's no suspenders or anything crazy happening. There's no socks and sandals yet.
Jeans and khakis, right? Shorts until November.
Yep. Yep.
I don't know what's up with guys in track pants that are tighter than they really should be.
Just trying to show that bulge a little.
I don't know, man. And
potato
and,
in front.
Yeah, and almost floodish, I would suggest.
Yeah.
And I don't clearly. And on the way over here, I saw two of them
together.
Nope.
Holding hands.
Nope. Separate. Okay. No, I don't want to. I'm not painting a picture here as you are.
Right.
But I'm not sure what's going on there. What are you doing?
A lot of laziness. A lot of laziness now that it's just an easier. I don't understand why it has to be so tight, but I think it's a lot of people that have just given up.
And you don't have any calves, buddy. I don't know what you're doing there. You're wrapped up tight there. And he's got like a fro. And I say fro because it's really just a big, loose, curly.
Yeah.
And he's wearing a toque. So the toque is pulled down. He's got a shock of hair kicking out the front. He's got his tight track pants on and puffy white shoes, running shoes. And I'm like, man, again, not fashion forward here or cutting edge in any way, but I'm like, that is a terrible look. And I really wanted to just pull his jacket over his head and start feeding him the rights and the lefts.
Nice, man.
But
take him out for a rip.
Yeah, out for a rip, are you, bud? You fucker burnt my, got a cigarette burning my brand new winter coat. Yeah, so that's all, right?
All right.
And then I get on the bus on the way over here because public transit is the way to go. Lessen your carbon footprint, ladies and gentlemen. And it smells like, and I vacillate between corn nuts and corn twists.
Oh, well.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Or it could be urine in polyester. I am not entirely sure.
Far more likely.
Because
you
I don't
probably just have some crunched up corn nuts.
Because I don't see any corn nuts right. or any corn twists being eaten at anywhere on the bus.
Right.
And so I'm like, and I could smell it, and it's irritating me. You know what it's like when somebody you're in a small confined space and somebody is sucking on a Halls or a lozenge of some other variety, and you can smell it.
Yeah, bugs me less than hearing it.
Okay, but the reality is.
Just for your future reference.
That whatever they are sucking on or you can smell means you're likely breathing in their dirty germs.
Oh,
you just don't know it because you can't smell that cherry air. Halls.
Yeah. If you could visualize that air, there's particles.
So I'm not happy to be on the Petri dish on wheels.
Right. Did this you get a flu shot?
I don't do the flu shot.
Well, okay.
Next thing you know, they'll be, you know.
Oh, you're
putting a barcode in my pecker,
fucking,
and then we're done.
Oh, just a small one.
Yeah, honestly, it's only three digits. Right.
This is penis number 42. Yeah.
Thank you for putting it in double digits, my friend. This is the first penis we've done. Woo!
What's your phone number? Yeah. 17.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can make it wide. It just can't be long.
What is, as we make an awkward shift to the big rig,
yes.
Formerly one of your favorite breweries, you seem to be a little less bullish since the sale. Would that be fair to say?
Absolutely. I think I've said, yeah. Fuck that!
So this is an amber.
This is the Big Rig Amber Ale.
Early thoughts?
Light.
Yep.
Would you agree with that?
It's not that amber, right? Like it's...
No, and it, or carbonated, or it just seems like I'm washing it back.
Yeah, it's just a beer. It's just a... There's not a lot there to write home about, good or bad. Not a lot of flavor, not...
I would suggest it'd be a good lawnmower beer.
Yeah, I could see that.
Right, wash a couple of these back after cutting the grass, and you're like, woo!
I was more thinking like a hair of the dog beer. Like when you're first getting up, last night was rough. Need something to get me going here a little, but I don't want it to kick my ass too early in the day, right? See, I'm just looking for a little something.
I thought, because to me, hair of the dog is really, you're drinking something to...
Oh, you want to fire it right up away.
To get you over whatever it is that's ailing you from the night before. Yeah.
But I don't want it to... I'm not... Chances are I've still got a little of what was killing me last night. I don't want one.
Yeah, yes. So
that's what I'd like here.
I've had a recent discussion where I responded to somebody's email about something that was good news.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I like a good beer buzz early in the morning.
Yeah. What's her name there?
Cheryl Crow.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then somebody replied to me saying, That's not appropriate. Nobody should be drinking in the morning. If you're drinking in the morning, you have problems and blah, blah. I'm like,
I hope you immediately blocked this person's email.
I'm like,
talk to me again.
Are you for real? First of all, I was kidding.
It's Tuesday. Second of all,
when's the last time you've had a good beer buzz? Because everybody knows it's killer.
True, man.
Beer buzz early in the morning. Anyways, that's...
Shout out to Cheryl Crow.
Yep.
Still alive. Unlike members of Roxette and whatever else is going on, so...
Okay, I was going to go somewhere else with that, but I thought, you know what? I'm just going to lay low.
I had an experience I'd like to share with you at the local beer store.
Oh, okay. All right. Wow. The one over here?
Yes.
Terrible.
So it's been a long time since I've been in there. I like you, mostly go to the grocery store now or, you know, hit up some of the local breweries. Haven't had to be in there too often. And I often feel... As I've said a time or two on this show, like some of your stories are exaggerated because you are a good storyteller. And the key to keeping the audience hooked is amp it up maybe just 10% more than. Yeah. And I remember the story of you apparently throwing someone out of the grocery aisle or you telling him to go stand somewhere else or something and calling bullshit on that.
The guy wear the sleeveless shirt.
I don't know why you got to have such a problem with the sleeveless shirt.
Okay. I automatically am.
Deduct.
I exactly.
Award if, 10 if, Kid if, Rock if, points.
It's exactly right. 10 feces points if you have no sleeves on your shirt. And it gets worse as that guy in the grocery aisle, and I didn't kick him out of the grocery aisle. I asked him kindly to not stand so close to me.
Don't stand so.
And that perhaps the deodorant is in the next aisle over. That's all that happened.
All right. So... Your beef often enough with the beer store is the other clientele.
Trash.
And trying to spread your six pack across three credit cards and things like that. So I'm in line the other day and I'm buying a Molson product, the Molson Fireside, which we tried here a week or two ago.
Which had I not known it was a Molson product, I would have thought it was acceptable.
Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah, it's not bad. I still thought it had a little of the Canadian flavor, which I don't mind certainly, but definitely much darker. It's like a dark lager. Not quite a stout or anything, but pretty nice. So actually, I was going in there to pick up some more.
Okay. Limited time only, am I right with that?
I believe so, yeah. So there's only one person ahead of me in line, and they are counting through their bag of change.
All right. And all of a sudden, Rob, less exaggeration.
And he's trying to buy three Bush.
Yeah.
Three tall boys of Bush.
Yeah.
And he's counting and counting and counting. And eventually, the woman behind the till has to go dump it out here because now she wants to count it. She's skeptical that there's even enough out of this piggy bank to afford the thing. She counts up and goes, you're about a dollar short. So he turns to me and says, do you have a dollar? No, buddy. I legitimately didn't. And if I did, I wouldn't give it to you for a bush.
Yeah.
And he then turns back. And this is the part where I respect him quite a bit. He turns back to the woman behind. Well, what if I... She goes, you can only get two bush. He goes, could I get three Laker? So we're clearly far more interested in quantity than what it actually... She goes... Oh,
the bush was giving you the quality?
No, but... Obviously, he wasn't fussy on brand. He just wanted one more beer. She goes, no, I don't think so. And he goes, all right. He takes the two bush and off he goes. But holy fuck, man. It was...
Picked up his 17 cents or did he leave all the money?
It was nickels and dimes. Like, it was this huge... As it, like, fell all over the desk and now they're counting it out together and holy fuck.
You got zero pride. Zero pride. And really...
Really?
Yeah, and so this, as I said to you, throw the change at the guy and say, you filthy animal, get out of here, right? Like, just be gone with you. And to me, that's what I'm talking about.
So this is the first time, though, I've ever had quite the... I've been in line where people are kind of slow deciding whether they want the blue or the blue light today, or maybe they are short. This is the first time I've watched someone dole out, you know, $11 in nickels and count through it with the staff.
See, and back in the day when I first...
when you were that guy.
Well, I've never been that guy, ever.
He's got his bike in the store with him after he gets his two bush.
Does it have a milk? Does it have a milk crate on the bike?
And a little bell.
So, yeah, the deal is if I don't have enough to buy... a 6 or a 12 or, you know, in these days now when I buy beers in fours and...
Sure.
I'm not buying it.
No.
I'm going to spare them. I'm going to drink the scope at home or whatever else is going on.
What's this going to do for me anyway? Am I going to feel like I had a better night after my two bush light or whatever the fuck went on there?
Well, I'm going to drink them both and then I'm going to try and crack them and then cut myself with it.
My life is.
I have no idea. And I don't want to, you know, make any... rash judgment, you know.
Oh no, far be it
on these beer store people. But yeah, come on, man.
Longtime listeners to this podcast will remember that in both of the last two Aprils, I have received complaints at my home here, 7th floor condo, for hanging a Maple Leafs flag on the railing, the edge of my balcony.
Yes.
Now the first year, got an email from the super saying, hey, getting some complaints, you know, could you take it down? Luckily, if I recall correctly, that was the afternoon of game 7.
And the Leafs got taken down.
It was coming down. Standing out there the next morning, angry and ashamed.
Cutting it off, actually, in half, right. And then ripping.
Last year, I happened to be speaking to my super about something else around game 4. He said, I have a feeling you're going to be getting a letter because I put the flag back up again. He goes, I have a feeling you're... I said, fine, whatever, I'll take it down. He goes, don't do any... Like, he's a Leaf fan too, so I like him.
Idiot.
Yeah. So he kind of goes, take it down till you actually hear anything. So it's not him that's being whatever. He is being pushed by people around the building. So the policy is nothing outside. The building must look uniform. You can't decorate. You can't put anything like this. Bet you a third, maybe a little more than that, of the units right now have Christmas lights and decorations strewn through their, you know, the rungs of the railing out on the balconies.
Yep.
And I wonder, is it the same thing?
Of course it is.
And I wonder just how big of a dick I'm willing to be about this. And should I now be the guy going around spoiling Christmas like the fucking great... Take that down. Take that fucking down, man. That's not...
You know what, Matt? You've come to the right guy.
I know. Nobody knows how to manage spite quite like Rob.
Well, and you've come to the right guy because I hate inconsistencies.
Right.
If I have to take down, if I have to peel down my curtains, which are actually bed sheets because they look like shit, or my Maple Leafs flag, and I'm considering the two to be one and the same,
of course
probably.
You are, yes.
Then, and you're going to tell me, yes, it's due to condo rules that uniformity, blah, 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 that I don't like it.
Nope.
It seems like communism.
Yep.
But I can get behind it.
Right.
I don't want to see you, hey, how come Greta and Ethan down there
right.
have different balcony chairs than those people over there? Right? That's not uniform.
Right.
You got that guy's got a hammock. What's happening here? It's bloody chaos, Matt. And so to me, yeah. Did the building put the lights up?
Nope. These are on individual balconies.
Then the lights must come down.
The lights must come down.
The lights must
down
come
down. Down with Christmas. Bah humbug.
Mr. Gorbachev, take down those lights. In my best Ronald Reagan.
I could be an angry Jewish man here, just furious with all the Christmas around me when I can't fly my Leafs flag. Let me ask you one last thing on this.
Hanukkah's late this year too, Matt. 22nd to the 30th.
That is
late. Just so you know.
That is really late. I'm a bad Jew.
Yep. Get on top of it, Matt.
Do you think my Leaf flag problem is genuinely the nitpicking seniors in this building? Or would it be different if it was a Senator's flag?
Nope. I think it's the nitpicking seniors because I think people think your Leaf flag or a Canadian flag or any other flag looks like shit hanging on your balcony.
They'd be right.
Yep. And they would be.
Yep.
So I don't disagree with them, but right. I'm just saying, yeah, if you were going to keep that flag up all year round.
Right.
End of the day.
The Leafs don't hang around long enough in the honestly, playoffs man, for it to be a problem.
Snow just in the spring. Snow in the spring. Yeah, but that's what it is. I don't think it has anything to do with anybody's allegiance.
Right.
Sizz. I think it has everything to do with, yeah, it looks like trash.
Right. And I have no idea 2 years ago whether he received one complaint or 12 complaints, right?
Or but, none.
Well, I don't think it's him. I and really don't. He's a Leaf fan.
He's just being preemptive in his, oh, I know there's a bunch
I'm going to hear from Ethel tomorrow about this. Could be. Yeah. Could be.
That to me is just as likely.
Let's talk about Alberta.
Home of the real Canadian.
For now.
Yes.
Until they wexit their way on out.
Yeah. Well.
Peace.
Can't do that when your premier's over here looking for assistance.
Yeah, asking the federal government for money. How about this? How about a provincial sales tax first before you ask the rest of us to start paying for your.
Don't start taxing those people.
I'm throwing it down, man. When you are prepared to pay your own taxes, then you can ask for everybody else to start helping. Carry it on, because I'm going to hear all kinds of bullshit on my Twitter about equalization payments and all kinds of crap I don't care about.
Yeah, but guess what? We all pay. And who's paying the most?
I don't think they like to talk about that.
Yeah, no.
So this...
It just comes down to they get less back
right.
than they put in.
Right.
But that's guess what?
Taxes, man. That's how that works.
Yeah, and guess what? Your oil isn't always friendly. It's the boom and bust, right? You guys riding high. I don't need your stinking money. We're going to take ours and go to, well, I don't know.
You're going to be part of North Dakota.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever the fuck.
Idaho.
It would be, yeah. North Dakota, too far east. A school, and this does stem from oil, as everything in Alberta does.
Iron Ridge.
Yeah, I believe we're just outside Red Deer.
Yep.
And a grade 4 teacher is doing their job and presenting both sides of the oil argument.
It's called the curriculum, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't you dare teach it. I got to tell you, and maybe the curriculum changes it. Obviously, it does from province to province. Spent very little time learning about oil in grade 4. But maybe in Alberta, it's more important. You got
to
learn.
Or alternatives to it.
Right. So that's what this was. We're teaching our kids about the good and the bad of the oil industry, alternatives to fossil fuels, things like that. And some parents get a hold of this and feel like their kids are being indoctrinated and taught that oil is evil.
Lefty garbage.
commie bullshit. And decide that they are going to, some of them, are going to march on or confront the teacher
yes.
at a family dance that is scheduled, was scheduled for last week.
Yeah.
And to the point where they have to cancel the dance because it has gotten so angry. And this is, it ends up as part of the school's Facebook group. And these fathers are going to show up and I guess confront and beat the shit out of a grade four teacher for teaching his kid that maybe oil isn't always awesome.
Yeah.
Have I done that reasonable justice?
It's a little slanted.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be.
It's a little slanted. But there isn't much that the people you're talking about, there's not much assistance you can do for them.
No.
When their kid comes home talking about windmills or, you know, any other kinds of.
Yes.
You know, can we go with hydro?
Nuclear.
Yeah. What about that? God damn it.
You pinko bastards.
Oil puts food on this table.
Right.
And so the idea that, yes.
Educating a child is.
Well, and really.
An attack.
The crux of the whole thing here is you're allowing kids to think about alternatives.
Both sides.
Both sides of it and allow them to make their own decisions.
Hey, imagine.
Crazy shit that. And so, yeah, I get it. I get how central oil is to the Alberta economy and whatnot.
Yep.
But you also have to understand that the days of oil.
It is no longer a viable long-term solution.
And so we get it. That is your deal.
Yep.
That is the thing that has allowed you guys to flourish, has put a pile of money into that province.
But it's complicated.
Well, and again, the idea that, yeah, it's harmful and the amount of work that has to go in to extract that and then refine it and blah, blah, blah. The days are numbered. And then to turn around and go, well, climate change. Yeah, we get that climate change thing, but we're the smallest. We barely pollute at all. So it really doesn't matter, right? Look at China and India.
Right.
You're like, okay, so we're going to continue to just do whatever.
If they're doing it, we can do it.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So you'd never, and I was going to say, as a parent, you know, hey, everybody else is tossing off in the cafeteria at lunchtime. Why can't I?
Right.
You'd never let that fly, would you?
Right.
Right. But instead, you know, but these people are saying, no.
Well, and it's so polarized, right? Like, if you are someone who works in the coal industry in the United States and you understand that that is going to come to an end and we're going to have to stop doing it, but that's where you make your living, you're damn sure married to it. You're affected by it. You have a reason to stand behind it and you don't want to see it go away. I get it.
Yep.
But that doesn't change the fact that it is going to go away. We cannot continue to do it.
And you would hope that your kid, you're that same thing that you're talking about.
Yes.
One of those factory kids, the kids of a factory working parent.
Right.
Right? You would hope for more for your kid. You know that the future of that industry is
killing your kid's planet.
Yeah. and is not sustainable. So you would hope your kid would
be
free thinking.
I have to pay rent tomorrow. Right? I have bills to pay tomorrow, and this is my job. This is all I'm trained to do. You would take that very personally.
Right. But you can't, the very fact that you can't explain to your kid when your kid comes home and go, Daddy, is the oil industry killing the planet? That you can't have a conversation with your kid?
Right.
That separates your livelihood and your income from the facts?
And you not only can't do that, you get so fired up that you're going to confront the teacher who has just, as you said, stuck to the curriculum and is presenting both sides of the coin. Here's the good. Here's what oil brings. And here's the problem with it, because both are true. And you need to organize. And one of the headlines of this thing is that it's always subtitles and sub-headlines where it's not a debate. It's a fight. And that's kind of where it became, and the principal and the school management had to go, we can't even have this holiday family dance now because it's become so toxic and unsafe, frankly. We've created a target for this mob to show up and I don't know. I said beat the shit. I have no idea what they thought they were going to do. Well, I'm exaggerating.
It did say confront.
Yes. I don't know what that means, right? Tell that guy not to do this job anymore?
Yeah. Don't say that shit. Stop talking the truth, man.
This is a grade 4 dance that you just canceled for your kids because you're so angry about
read, and this is out of, as we said, out of the Red Deer Advocate.
Yeah, we'll share at Talkin Audio and all the usual places.
And so I was enjoying reading the comments.
Oh, boy. I often skip.
Well, see, to me, sometimes the comments can...
That's
can
where the jewels are.
Can, yeah, and further enlighten or just titillate, right?
Rarely enlighten.
And so they're talking about how this sort of exchange on social media was a good chance for parents as mentors and role models to show good social media etiquette.
Yep. And so, show your kids how to have a civil conversation.
Discourse.
Yeah.
And so instead,
what you fuck him up.
Yeah. Well, this is exact. And instead you have people down on the thing, one going, yeah, Red Deer, Alberta, where all the level-headed thinking comes from. And so somebody else is saying, yeah, well, all you stupid socialists, but they spell socialist wrong. And so somebody else is like, see, illiterate twat. And so
someone confronted his teacher.
So at the end of the day, you're like, okay, see?
Yeah.
You guys can't even have any kind of.
And in terms of the social media part of it, not limited to Alberta. But this is the spotlight on a ridiculous story that parents have gotten so upset over what's being taught to their children that, I got a niece around that age who would love to know that they have little daddy-daughter dances and stuff like that, right? You take your kid and it's a family event. Well, I threatened to punch your teacher so we can't go.
Yeah.
Sorry, sweetie.
That sounds like something that may have happened in that family. Am I right or am I wrong?
We'll wrap this one up.
No. Because you know the reality is that parents, not your niece's parents.
No,
but parents, whether it's minor sports, whether it's your education, parents really ruin everything.
Of course.
Adults get into all this crazy shit.
The kid just wanted to dance to that terrible Old Town Road.
That's the one I was thinking
too. Of course
too.
It is, man.
Where's the Shawn Mendes?
So
I love it when you call me señorita.
Oh, Big Papa.
Okay, two different generations. Two different generations for sure.
We just don't know how to talk to each other anymore, man.
Grunt.
Yeah.
Mash.
Fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Socialist.
See? Pinko idiot. Pinko socialist lefty loser.
We're on Twitter and Instagram at Talkin Audio, Facebook.com. Facebook.com/TallCanAudio. Keep up with us. We're doing the advent calendar. That's on Instagram. Every day we're throwing them down. It's been some really good shit this year.
We have been actually throwing them down.
Just throwing them, man. So we'll get out of here. That's Audio Whiplash. We'll see you on the next one.
See ya.
Stop the hammering. Jesus Christ. Crazy fucking sound coming in my ear. It just fucking sucks. It fucking sucks.
Thanks for listening. You can get more TCA at TallCanAudio.com or by searching TallCan Audio on your favorite podcast app.
Fucking out of control shit.